Well, I don't think I could have chosen a better message in song for the service that was on my heart than what we've just heard. If I can summarize what was on my heart, it is to follow the Lord step by step, very closely, and to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. J.J. said in his testimony, he must stay close to the Lord because of his background in sin, his life in sin. But all of us actually need to stay close to the Lord. To hear the Lord's voice. Paul says to the one congregation, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. I don't mind whether you've been in the world up to now. I don't mind whether you've had a dramatic, wonderful conversion. I don't mind how long you've been a Christian and going to church. And I don't mind whether you've got a position in the church. Paul says, work out your own salvation. Brother and sister, are you still working out your own salvation in fear and trembling? Or have you become used to being part of the God's church? Then you are guaranteed to fall. There have been many people here whom the Lord have used in a mighty way. But they relaxed. They started listening to all kinds of voices. And they got confused by some of the voices they were listening to. And today they are not with us anymore. Friends, we are not hateful of sinners. It's not that we do not feel the love of Christ in our heart for sinners to be saved. It's not that we do not have a passion for sinners having lived in the most terrible sin to come to Christ.
And it's
not that we patiently want to love them and show any sinner the way to repentance. But dear friends, this is not a place where we make it comfortable for the lukewarm sinner to sit day after day in his lukewarm state. There's no room for a lukewarm sinner to stay here in your lukewarm state and demand all kinds of rights and loves and compassion while you do not move away from the sin you are sitting on.
There
was a spirit of rebellion that started in heaven. And the Bible says the moment God found it in the heart of Satan, that moment he was cast out of heaven like lightning. Instantly, God did not allow Satan and say, listen, I'll sit with you in your rebellion and your hatred for me.
I'll
have patience with you, Satan. You can stay with your rebellion a bit in heaven.
No.
The moment God found the unrighteousness and the pride and the rebellion in him, that moment he was cast out of heaven like lightning, instantly.
And
that's what God calls us, and that's what our desire is, what this place should be like. No room for anybody that wants to spend the rest of his life in a comfortable, lukewarm state. The Lord Jesus also spoke about that. And he told the one congregation, because you lukewarm and not hot or cold, I'll spit you out of my mouth. What is it that will prevent you and me from falling into a lukewarm state? What is it that will help you and me to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? To turn your back on a life in sin. And I don't mind how bad your sin might have been. I don't mind what bad a sinner you might have been. I don't mind what extreme things you were involved in. Heaven is a place where sinners go when they've been saved. God can save you. But let's just read this one verse and we'll go to a few examples from God's word.
ezinye izibonelo ezwini likaNkulunkulu.
Jeremiah chapter 48, and we'll be reading from verse 11.
Ncwadi kaJeremiah sahluko samashumi amane nesishiyagalombili sofunda ivesi leshumi nomuvo.
Jeremiah, it's just close to the book of Psalms, just be after the book of Psalms, chapter 48, verse
11.
Jeremiah 48:11. Moab has been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on his lees like wine, and has not been drawn off from one vessel to another, neither has he gone into exile. Therefore his taste remains in him, and his scent has not changed.
Umoabi ugciniwe kwasebusheni bakhe, uphumulile enhlesweni yakhe, kathululwanga ezitsheni ngezitsha, akayanga ekuthunjweni. Ngalokhu kuzwakala kwakhe kuhlala kuye, nephunga lakhe aliguquki.
Can we read it again? Moab has been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on his lees like wine, and has not been drawn off from one vessel to another, neither has he gone into exile. Therefore, the Lord says, his taste remains in him, and his scent has not changed.
I guess Pinde Sifunde futhi. Umoabi ugciniwe kwasebusheni bakhe, uphumulile enhlesweni yakhe, kathululwanga ezitsheni ngezitsha, akayanga ekuthunjweni. Ngalokho usho uNkulunkulu, ukuzwakala kwakhe kuhlala kuye, nephunga lakhe aliguquki.
Friends, this is the goal of God with each one of us.
Sihlobo, nangu umgomo kaNkulunkulu anawo ngathi sonke.
Our taste must change. In other words, when he tastes our lives, it must change.
Ukuzwakala kwethu ngala kule umusho kuthiwa ukunambitha kumele kuguquke. Uma enambitha impilo zethu kumele zibe nenguquko.
And our scent must change.
Kumele futhi nephunga lethu liguqulwe.
It must happen when we get to know the Lord.
Kumele kwenzeke uma ngabe sihlangana neNkosi.
We confess our sins for the first time.
Sivume izono zethu okokuqala.
We receive forgiveness of sins.
Sithola ukuthethelelwa kwezono.
But it must keep on happening from day to day for every Christian.
Kodwa kumele kube into eqhubekayo yenzeka usuku nosuku kulona lo umKristu.
From one day to another, you and my scent must change.
Kusukela kosukwini ungena kolunye usuku kumele ukuthi iphunga lethu lishintshe.
Now this example that the Lord is using comes from the way in which they used to make wine in the Old Testament.
When
they harvested the grapes, they would take the grapes and they would press them and squeeze the juice out of the grapes. And then they would put this grape juice with its skins in huge, big stone pots. First they would leave it there with the skins, with the peels of the grapes on. Because it gives a certain individual character to that grape, to that wine.
Ngoba uma lesikhumba siphonsiwe naso phakathi, kukhona umsoco othize onikeza leli wine.
Friends, God doesn't want you to change who you are.
So uNkulunkulu akafuna ukuthi uguquke kulokho oyikhona.
He doesn't want you to become like other people.
Akafuna ukuthi uyisintu ufuna ukuyifanisa nabanye abantu.
He has made you in a specific way.
Ngoba wena qobo lwakho ukudalile wakwenza wena ngendlela ethize.
And he's done it for a purpose.
Futhi unenhloso ukuthi akwenze ube yileyo ndlela.
So the fact that you are who you are brings joy to God.
Ngakho ukuthi wena lo muntu owuyena kuyamthokozisa uNkulunkulu.
But then they leave the wine and the grapes in this big stone pot.
Bese leluwayini ke kanye lelesikhumba sama grapes ukuyeke kuhlale.
And they allow the skins and the peels to settle down at the bottom.
And
they would do that for months. And then after months, they would take this pot and they would pour off the wine to keep the peels behind.
Because
if the peels stay too long, it's going to make the wine taste bad and turn sour. And then they would leave it again for months. And finer particles will start settling down at the bottom.
And
then they would again pour off the top juice. And they would leave the particles, the dirt behind.
And
then they would wait even longer. Because remember, now the particles inside are getting smaller and smaller. The big things have already been thrown out.
And
these small particles take very long to come down and settle at the bottom.
And then
they would pour the wine out again, and there would still be some particles left behind which they don't want to stay in the wine.
And then they
finally, they wanted the juice to be absolutely crystal clear with no particles in it. Now here God speaks to Moab. He says to Moab, Moab, this has never happened with you. You just stayed comfortably as you were. You were never poured over. What happens with us if we are poured over? God puts us into circumstances which is unpleasant, a new circumstance, a new pot, new
conditions.
And in that way, He touches upon certain things in your life that still remains behind, which must stay behind, and He doesn't want it. He wants you to leave it.
Kaleyo ndlela uNkulunkulu kuba nezinto ayithinta empilweni yakho afuna ukuthi zisale zingaqhubeki zihambe nawe zisale emuva.
And each time he pours it over, the taste of the wine becomes better.
Njalo uma ngabe kuthulule kufaka konke indawo, ukunambitheka kwaleli wayini kuyaguquka kuya ngokuba ngcono.
And the smell of the wine becomes better.
Bese nephunga futhi le wayini liba ngcono.
Until it's perfect the way he wants it.
Kuze kufinyelele esigabeni la kuphelelisiwe kuba yilendlela uNkulunkulu ayifunayo.
God can use all kinds of trials to do that in your and my life.
uNkulunkulu angasebenzisa izivivinyo neyilingo eyiningi ukuze akwazi ukuphelelisa lokho empilweni zethu.
Sometimes it's something very radical that happened with you.
Kwesikhathi kuzoba uguquko olunzima olizokwehlela.
Like what happened with JJ.
Njengalokho okwenzakale umfowethu JJ.
His grandmother passed away.
Kwashona ugogo wakhe.
The only one he loved.
Okuyena kuphela umuntu obemthanda.
The only one he trusted.
Obekuyena kuphela umuntu obemethemba.
The only one that was good to him.
Uyena kuphela umuntu obemenzela okuhle.
The only one that cared for him.
Uyena kuphela umuntu obemnakekela.
God came and took his grandmother away.
uNkulunkulu wayesefika amephuca yena lokhulu wakhe.
Why did God do that?
Ngani ukuba uNkulunkulu wenze lokho?
He was pouring him over into a new pot.
uNkulunkulu bemthulule emthululela kwelinye ibhodwe elisha.
When God does that sometimes, friends,
uNkulunkulu wenza lokho kwesinye isikhathi sihlobo.
It doesn't make sense to our brains why God is doing this to me.
Kuba yinto engaqondakali futhi angabambeka emqondweni wethu ukuthi ngani uNkulunkulu wenze lokho kimi.
I cannot see any reason why God should have allowed this to happen to me.
Kita ngiboni futhi akubambeki angiqondi ukuthi ngaba sizathu sini ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenze lento kimi.
He takes away everything you trusted.
Ukwephuca konke lokhu bukade uthembele kukhona.
Or he can take away everything you depended upon.
Noma thathe yonke into bukade uncike kuyo.
Or he can take away everything that you thought make your wife worthwhile.
Noma thathe konke ububona ukuthi ikhona bekwenza ukuthi impilo yakho iphelelise.
The very thing that you think give meaning to your life.
Lento ububona ukuthi iyona into engenza ukuthi ngibe sempilweni.
That's what his grandmother was.
Hilokho phela ukhulu wakhe beyikhona kuyo JJ.
The rest of people he just hated.
Bonke abanye abantu bebazonda.
They didn't do anything for him.
Bebengamenzeli lutho.
They didn't give meaning to his life.
Bekungekho into etheni bebeyilethe empilweni yakhe.
It was as if God pulled out the carpet from under him.
Kwaba ngazuthi uNkulunkulu vele wadonsa lento bekade emiphezukwayo ebeka izinyawo zakhe kuyona.
God can do that.
uNkulunkulu angakwenza lokho.
In Afrikaans we say demens wik maar God beskik. In other words, you can as a person pull the strings and plans and suddenly God comes and he does something and he pulls out the rug from under you.
Njoba kusukuthi abantu bangenza bazama ukudonsa konke abangakwenza kuwe kodwa uNkulunkulu avela afike kube ngazuthi udonsa lento impela obuqonda ukuthi umi phezukwayo.
But the picture they are using here, God is using here, is even worse than that.
Kodwa isithombe uNkulunkulu noma isibonaliso asisebenzisa la sona kube ngathi sinzima kakhulu kunalokho.
He poured everything out into a new pot. Everything of the old pot changed.
Wathatha konke kwaleli bhodwe elidala wakuthululela ebhodweni elisha. Konke manje sekuyashintsha sekusebhodweni elisha.
And now you have to learn from the beginning things that you used to understand how it works.
Manje sekudinga ukuthi ufundeke uqale phansi izinto bukade uyiqonda esikhathini esidlule ukuthi zisebenza kanjani.
Are we allowing God to change us like that?
Abe siyamvumelana uNkulunkulu ukuba asithathe asiguqule ngaleyo ndlela.
Sometimes he doesn't do such a big thing.
Kwesikhathi akenzi into enkulu kangako.
It's just a small thing.
Kuba into encanyana.
But he's speaking to me through it.
Kodwa ngayo leyo ndlela uNkulunkulu abekhuluma nami ngaleyo.
And if I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, I will allow him to do the work.
Uma ngilizwe iphimbo likaMoya Ngcwele, ngizomvumela ukuba aqhubeke awenze umsebenzi.
Otherwise, the I in me will stay alive.
Ngoba uma kungenjalo ungenziwanga lo msebenzi, lo mina ohleli phakathi kwami uzoqhubeka uphila.
The I in me will have a part in my humility.
Umina kimina uzoqhubeka uhleli udlala indima ekuzithobeni kwami.
My humility will not be completely pure.
Ukuzithoba kwami ngeke kupheleliswe kube okuphelele kumsulo.
When God smells my humility, there may be an element of pride where I think I am something because I'm so humble.
UNkulunkulu mezwa iphunga lokuyithoba kwami uzothola ukuthi khona inhlansane khona yokuziqhenya ngoba kuzithobeni kwami ngicela ukuyiqhenya ngoba ngiyibona ukuthi ngutho ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuyithola.
And God doesn't like the smell of the pride in your humility, dear friend.
UNkulunkulu Sihlobo akathanda ukuthi kube khona iphunga lokuyiqhenya ekuyithobeni kwakho.
There's something of you that have stained and influenced even the good we do.
Kusekhona ubuwena obusasele obungena kube nomthelela ngisho wenza into enhle.
Your patience.
Ukubekezela kwakho.
And I may think it's very good I'm a patient person.
Bese ngize ngicabanga ngithi hayi kuhle impela mina ngumuntu okwazi ukubekezela.
And God says yes it's good that you are trying to be patient.
uNkulunkulu athi yebo kuhle ukuthi uyazama ukuthi ubekezele.
But it's not completely free from the I inside, the ego, yourself.
Kodwa lokubekezela kwakho akuphelelisiwe, akukhululiwe ekubeni kusekhona ukuyiphakamisa, ukuyiqhenya khona kuwe.
And if we don't allow God to do that, friends,
kodwa sihlobo uma singamvumeli uNkulunkulu ukuthi akwenze lokho,
then things start creeping, first staying the same in our lives, and later all kinds of sins and carnality starts creeping back into my life.
Izinto ziyaqala ziyangena empilweni zethu bese nezinto zokwenyama ziyabuya ziyanyenya zingena empilweni zethu.
Slowly but surely I start making it more uncomfortable for myself.
Bese kancane kancane ngiqale ngenza izinto noma izimo zinganethezeki.
Slowly but surely I want certain amount of respect from the people.
Bese kuqale kungene kancane ukuthi ngilindele mina ukuthi abantu banginikeze inhlonipho ethize.
Friends, every day we live is a day that we should walk in fear and trembling.
Sihlobo usuku nosuku esiliphilayo kuusuku esimele ukuthi ngalo lolo suku sehambe ngokwesaba nangokuthuthumela.
I know what it is to take a step and not have clearly made sure that it is from the Lord and suffer dearly for that.
Ngiyazi ukuthi kuyini ukuthatha isinyathelo ungaqinisekisanga ukuthi ngempela kukhuluma uNkulunkulu bese ngihlupheka nzima enxa yalokho.
Where you say, Lord, it was not a big thing I did wrong.
Bese uthi hawu kodwa uNkulunkulu akuyona into enkulu ukona kwami akukhulu kangako.
But the Lord says, yes, but it was not completely right. I want to change it and purify that.
uNkulunkulu athi yebo kodwa bekungeyona into elungile ngokuphelele ngakho ngifuna ukuthi ngiyingcwelise ngiyiguqule.
And I was thinking of some examples from the Bible.
Ngase ngicabanga izibonelo ezahlukene ezisukele eBhayibhelini.
One example that came to me was Esau.
Esinye sezibonelo ezifike mina indaba kaEsau.
Esau grew up in a house where the parents were believers.
uEsau wakhulela emndenini labazali bakhe bebekhona.
He grew up under his parents Isaac and Rebecca, his mother.
Wakhulela phansi kwabazali bakhe uRebecca noIsaac.
With Jacob.
Kanye noJacob.
Remember, Esau was the firstborn.
Khumbula ukuthi uEsau lona bekuyena obemdala.
He had the anointing upon him.
Uyenobe izibulo egcotshiwe.
That he would one day receive the big blessing from his father.
Ukuthi ngolunye usuku yena uyothola isibusiso esikhulu esiqhamuka kubaba wakhe.
But slowly but surely Esau started taking that position easily. It's not so important.
Kodwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi uEsau waqala wasibukela phansi lesi sikhundla, wabona kuyisikhundla esingabalekile kangako.
And one day he came back from hunting.
Kolinye isuku ebuya ebuzingeleni.
And he was tired.
Wafike khathele.
And he was thirsty.
Omile futhi.
And he wanted food.
Efuna ukudla.
There was food. I'm sure there must have been food in the house.
Kwakukhona ukudla. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi kwakukhona kwakusendlini.
Surely he could have made sure that he gets something from his mother to eat or something.
Impela wengakwazi ukuthi mhlawumbe akhulume noma wakhe ukuthi athole ukudla kube khona akutholayo.
Just look how careful we must be.
Awubhekisise ukuthi kumele ukuthi umuntu aqaphele kangakanani.
In a moment of carelessness he spoke.
Ngesikhathi nje esincane sokunganaki wayesephimisele.
And through his words, not through any other action, through his words he lost that blessing once and for all.
Kamazwi akhe ayisinyathele ngokukhuluma nje kwakhe walahlekelwe leso sibusiso kwabakanye saphela lapho.
Came, walked into the house and he said, "Give me something to drink," to his brother Jacob.
Wangena nje ekhaya endlini khuluma nomfowabo uJacob wathi angiphe okokudla nokuphuza.
Jacob had a pot of food, lentil soup.
Umfowabo uJacob wayekade nebhodwe elibekile lapho lokudla.
What is lentil soup? It's nothing special.
Wayesethi yena lili nje leli sopa, akuyona nento ekhethekile.
But for that moment he was careless. And he spoke. And he said, "It's okay, you..." And then Jacob said, "Okay, I'll give you the soup, but give me your birthright."
Kaleso sikhathi njengoba umuntu ongenandaba onganaki wathi nginike, wathi uJacob kulungile ngakunika kodwa nginikeke wena ifo lobuzibulo.
And for a moment he was careless and he said, "It's fine, take it. What does it mean to me when I'm hungry? Give me food."
Kaleso sikhashana nje wanganaki wathi akuyini lokho ngokunikeza nawe nginikeza ukudla ngidle.
I don't believe it was the first time and the only time that he was careless like this.
Amkholwa mina ukuthi kwaba ukuqala futhi ukugcina la ayithola ewumuntu onganaki njengalesikhathi.
Probably he had developed an attitude of carelessness.
Kungenzeka ukuthi lo moya wakhe onganaki awusiwakhekile kuye isikhathi ngesikhathi.
And he spoke words.
Wakhuluma amazwi.
And he lost his birthright through one sentence forever.
Walahlekelwa ifa lakhe lobuzibulo ngokukhuluma nje umusho wodwa.
Dear Christian, do you realize what a fine line we are walking?
Emkhristu uyaqonda yini ukuthi le ndlela esihamba kuyo iwumncingo kangakanani?
Do you realize what I say when I say we must work out our salvation with fear and trembling?
Uyaqonda yini ukuthi ngizama ukuthini uma ngithi simele ukuthi siphelelise ukusindiswa kwethu ngokwesaba nangokuthuthumela?
Through our words we can do total damage and destroy our blessing.
Ngamazwi ethu esiwakhulumayo singadala umonakalo omkhulu ngaleyo ndlela sichitha isibusiso sethu.
Be very careful what you go and speak to people. In certain times, to certain people, in a moment of confidentiality, when you think we are confidential, it's just two.
Qaphelisisa ukuthi ukhuluma kanjani komunye umuntu ngisho esikhathini la uthi kuyimfihlo vele sikhuluma kuyimina naye sibabili kuphela.
There's a God in heaven that hears your words while you are speaking there.
Kukhona uNkulunkulu osezulwini owezwayo lawo mazwi eniwakhuluma wena babili.
You may just be a person that makes jokes.
Ungaba umuntu nje wena osomahlaya.
But if you're not careful with your jokes, you can lose the blessing that God wants to give you.
Kodwa uma ungawaqaphela amahlaya akho owakhulumayo, ungalahlekelwa ileso sibusiso uNkulunkulu afuna ukuneza sona.
But we know that Esau had become careless already.
Siyazi ukuthi uEsau lona vele weseqalile ukungenwa ilo moya
omkhulu. He was a point of concern for his parents.
Abazali bakhe babekhathazekile vele ngaye.
Because he loved foreign women who served idols, worshipped idols. And so he made this mistake. And in the end, Jacob got his blessing. Do you know what was the result? Jacob, who was his brother, turned into his enemy. Esau hated Jacob. But where did it start? It came from careless words that he spoke. We know the rest of the story. When the time was there for Isaac to give the final blessing to his sons, Esau was out hunting, taking care of his own desires. Be careful, friends, if you ride out doing your own thing. Doesn't have to be wrong. Doesn't have to be a sin. Hunting is not a sin. But it was his own things when spiritually there were things happening in heaven and he didn't realize what's happening in heaven. It was the moment and the time for God to give the blessing. And Rebecca had seen the life that Esau had lived. And she realized Esau is not going to serve the God of Abram and Isaac, my husband, and of myself. So we know the story how she slaughtered a goat and she tied the skins around Jacob's arms. Because Esau was a hairy man and Jacob not, so she had to help Jacob to appear hairy.
And she
prepared special food for Isaac. And Jacob brought the food. And Isaac ate the food. And he wanted, decided, this is the time for the blessing. And he said, is this Esau I'm speaking to? Come here, Esau,
and
let me feel you. And he touched him and he thought it was
Esau.
Actually, the Jews have another version of this. The Jews say that both Jacob and Rebekah saw that Esau had gone off the tracks.
And
Isaac played along. He did not necessarily discuss it with Rebecca.
But Isaac and I,
because some people say, surely you must have felt the difference between man's skin and a goat's skin. Well, we don't know. The fact is, Jacob got the blessing. And God honored that. He gave Jacob the blessing. And he said afterwards in the Bible, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. Where did it all start? With words that Esau spoke not carefully, carelessly. Even though Rebecca played this thing, God allowed it and he blessed what she was doing. Friends, be very, very careful. And even you, Christian young man, be careful if you want to get married, that there's not some of the old grape skins peels left in your life. And that you don't go and select a girl when you want and the girl whom you want. That's a time when you must be in fear and trembling. Because if something of the self, the I, is in that, you're going to get married to the wrong person and not the person God wants. And you will believe God spoke to me. It's God that gave me a feeling for this girl. But there's some of the old grape skins, some of the old peels in your wine left. Because that's what we are like. If we don't allow God to change us from day to day, then slowly but surely we'll expect God to change into what we like. I won't move into God's world and accept God's world I'll have my world and I want God to be in my world. Here's another example. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. In paradise. God's place. One could say, like heaven. That was God's world. A blessed place he put them in. They didn't have to work. They didn't have to do anything. God took care of them. But then Eve came with her ideas in. When the devil spoke to Eve, she started thinking God is like her. This is what will happen to you. If you don't change, you'll expect God to be changing to be like you. You'll be in tune with yourself and you expect God to be in tune with you. So in Eve's world, God was jealous. He was afraid that Adam and Eve would just become as clever as he is.
kulelizwe kuEfa esayithola yena ekulo wayesebona ukuthi uNkulunkulu unomona uNkulunkulu akafuna ukuthi bahlakaniphe njengaye.
In heaven in the garden of Eden.
Ephakathi esingathi kusezulwini ensimini yaseEden.
Friend, if God doesn't change you,
mhlobo uma uNkulunkulu engaguquli,
if he doesn't change the way you think,
uma engaguquli indlela wena ocabanga ngayo,
you'll be in heaven.
Uyayithola uphakathi ezulwini.
And you will drag the most dirty sins into heaven.
Kodwa uyokhudula zonke izono ezimbi ufuna ukungena nazo ezulwini.
You'll meet all kinds of girls.
Uyohlangana namantombazana amaningi ahlukene.
And all kinds of men.
Ubona besilisa abaningi abahlukene.
And there's electricity in the air.
Besuzwe kunogesi odonsayo emoyeni.
You've got a certain liking for that person.
Bese kube khona uthando olithize onalo ngalomuntu.
The way the person looks.
Indlela abukeka ngayo.
The person's character.
Indlela nje lomuntu wenza ngayo.
You click with the person.
Bese uzizwa ususondelana nalomuntu.
That's where adultery starts.
Kuqala lapho kuphinga.
Usually not just lust.
Kungengizona inkanuko nje.
But you feel a certain attraction, emotional attraction to a person.
Kodwa nje uzwe uthando olungazithi lumsulwa lokuthi umthande lo muntu uthanda indlela enza ngayo.
And you think it's normal.
Bese uthi awukujwayelekile vele.
Every man is like that.
Uthi vele wonke umuntu njalo.
It's normal for women to feel attracted to men.
Kuyinto ejwayelekile uthi owesifazane abe nokumthanda nje wesilisa.
No, it's not normal. That's your world. That's your old peels from your grapes. That must get out of your heart. Even though the whole world says it's normal. God says it's wrong. You should not have any attraction. It's unacceptable for God. And what's the result? Slowly but surely, we've been accepting greater and greater evil into our community. And we think it's normal.
You
get Christians who accept sex education to even now plant the seeds of immorality in the minds of our school children. Listen to this. You know what statistics have shown? There is approximately 200 billion porn sites available on the internet.
How
many people are living in this world? Is it 7 billion or 10 billion? There are 200 billion porn sites available in this world.
There's
so much porn that the whole world cannot use up all the porn that is available on the internet.
And
they'll teach you the sickest form of sin and sex and perversion. And you will find, well, I can continue to be a Christian while I watch these things. It's normal. Nothing wrong with it. I'm closing with as our last example. Another young man that was not willing to be changed by God. And that's once again, I want to go to a Jewish version of the prodigal son. The Jews also have a parable of the prodigal son.
abajuta nabo banayo indaba abayixoxayo ngale ndodana yolahleko.
And this, let me read it to you.
Ake nginifundele yona.
It is a parable about a prince who had sinned.
Kuxoxwa lana ngomntwana enkosi owayekadonile.
And in the end, he had to break with his father's kingdom and his father's palace and his father's house.
Ekugcineni kwadinga ukuthi ahlukane noyise aphume futhi embusweni kayise axoshwe ngisho esigodweni.
And just like the prodigal son in the Bible, he went around in sin from one sin to another, living an immoral, dirty life.
Jenga naye indodana yolahleko naye wahamba ephile esonweni phume kwisono angene kwesinye enza konke ukonakala.
Spending time with drunkards playing cards.
Echitha isikhathi ehlezi neyidakwa beshova amakhasi.
And all the time he sank lower and lower.
Konke isikhathi kuqhubeka lokhu impilo yakhe yaya ngokushona phansi.
Finally he had no money left.
Ekugcineni akasenamali.
And he joined a group of peasants, poor people that had small little fields where they just stayed alive with a little bit of food they planted.
Ekugcineni waseyithola sehleli nomphakathi thizeni wabantu abahluphekile abampofu bebehlanganisa nje okuncane ukuze bakwazi ukudla.
And he ate their bread.
Wadla isinkwa sabo.
And he worked with them.
Wasebenza nalaba bantu.
He didn't just work with them. He also ate their bread.
Akagcinanga nje ngokusebenza nabo kodwa wadla nesinkwa sabo.
Be careful with whom you eat your bread, figuratively, spiritually.
Qaphelisisa ukuthi obani odla nabo isinkwa sabo ngokomoya.
So one day the king sent one of his lords to go and search for the son.
Kulunye usuku inkosi yayisithume esinye sezikhonzi zayo ukuba ihambe ikuyofuna ibheke le ndodana yayo.
Because he thought maybe my son has changed now.
Ngoba yacabanga inkosi ukuthi mhlawumbe indodana yami isiguqukile.
Maybe I can bring him back.
Mhlawumbe ngambuyisa.
So the Lord found him plowing in the field.
Lesi sikhonzi lesi sayithola le ndodana isebenza emasimini.
He was not just his cons, he was an induna, a leader.
Ushuthi lo bethunywe bekuyinduna yale nkosi.
And he walked up to the son.
Wayesehamba ke efika kule ndodana.
And he said, "Do you recognize me?"
Esifika ibuza le nduna ukuthi uyangibona yini.
And the son said, "Yes."
Indodana yaphendula yathi ngiyakubona.
Probably he didn't even look up.
Sambazange nje abheke nokubheka kuyena waqhubeka esebenza.
You know, just continue with his work. Yes, I know.
Aqhubeka nje esebenza egeja lakhe. Yebo ngiyakwazi.
You know that attitude?
Uyamazi umuntu onalowo moyo.
If you come across that attitude?
Sokubhekana yini nomuntu onomoyo njalo?
Yes, I know who you are.
Yebo ngiyakwazi ukuthi ubani.
And the Lord came and said to him, "And what is your request to your father, the king?"
Yayisithi le nduna kumntana inkosi, "Isiphi isicelo ongasidlulisa kubaba wakho inkosi?"
What shall I tell him?
Ngingafike ngithini kubaba wakho inkosi na?
To listen to the way the prince answered him.
Kodwa uma ungalalela la indlela lo mntwana inkosi aphendula ngayo.
He said, "How wonderful would it be if my father took pity on me."
Wathi bekungaba mnandi kangakanani uma ubaba ebengangidabukela.
And sent me a garment.
Angithumelele ingubo.
Like the other peasants.
Ingubo ngifane nabanye abalabantu lezi labantu abahluphekile bala.
He wanted to stay there.
Ubethanda ukuthi ahlale nje lapho.
He wanted.
Ubefuna lokho.
Because somehow something remained behind in his heart against his father the king.
Ngoba enhlizweni yakhe kukhona okwasala kukhona maqondana noyise inkosi.
If my father can send me a garment like the others here.
Uthi uma ubaba bengangithumelela ingubo ezofana neyalabantu kazana bala.
And send me a pair of heavy shoes so that I can do hard work here.
angithumelele necathulo eyiqinile ukuze ngikwazi ukusebenza umsebenzi onzima wala.
Do you see, do you feel, do you hear the sting in those words?
Uyakuzwa yini ukuhlaba kwalamazwi akhuluma ulomntwana inkosi?
Do you hear the stubbornness?
Uyezwa yini inkana nayo?
Do you hear the grudge?
Uyalizwa yini igqubu asaliphethe enhlizweni yakhe?
He's sarcastic. He says, if my father would have pity on me and send me close to work here.
Uthuma ubanje umanje ubaba ubengangizwela angiphathisele impahla zothi ngiqhubeke ngisebenze la.
And how did the Lord react?
Induna yathini na?
The Lord reacted and said, "Oh, you fool, you fool."
Induna yathi, "Awena oyisula, sula ndini."
It would have been better that you ask of your father that he should take you back into his house.
Uthi bekuyoba ngcono ukuthi ufake isicelo sokuthi ubaba wakho inkosi akuphindisele ekhaya.
Is there anything lacking for you in your father's palace?
Kukhona yini okuswele wena le ekhaya esigodlweni na?
But why didn't he want it?
Kodwa ngani ubengakufuni lokhu?
In spite of the suffering he experienced,
phezu kokuhlupheka bebhekene nabo,
there were some peels of the grapes that stayed behind that he was never set free from.
Bekusasele isikhumbe sacetshulwa kumagrebhisi ebesasele kuyena ebengakasindiswa
kuyo. There was an element of pride that stayed behind.
Bekusekhona uphawu oluthize lwempakamo
obelisasele. He did not have a broken heart.
Inhliziyo yakhe ibengaphukile.
He still had his thick skin and he still had his stubbornness.
Bekusekhona kuyena inkani ibisesempilweni yakhe.
Oh, friends, may God be merciful to us. If something of the self stays behind in our lives, it's going to destroy us. It will take the blessing away from us. It will chase us out of the Garden of Eden. And it would keep us from going back to our Heavenly Father where we can receive forgiveness for our sins. So friends, if you come to Christ, come with all your heart. Come with a broken heart. He will not chase you away. And if you've been a Christian for some years, even if you've been staying here on the mission, be very, very careful that something of the pride of this son, the prodigal son, has not taken place in your heart. And you work amongst us and you walk amongst us, but there's this pride and this stubbornness and this grudge that you carry along with you.
And
you think it's okay. Esau also thought it's okay. He's still in his father's house. But it was not okay. Suddenly God came on a day when he didn't expect it. And he missed the blessing. And Jacob, his brother, became his enemy. I pray that God would grant us a soft heart. And this is my prayer. From day to day, Lord, teach me, remove what you want to remove out of my life. Give me the grace to always be willing to humble myself.
Ngiphe umuso kuba njalo ngibe umuntu olungele ukuyithola.
and that I don't turn out to be one that come in through the window, as the Lord Jesus said, the wrong shepherd climbing through the window and not through the door.
Kingabe umuntu ongena ngefastela njoba lashiza ukuthi umalusi ongalungile akangena eminyango kodwa uyafohla.
This young prodigal son thought he was justified. But his righteousness was not from God. May God be merciful to us.
UNkulunkulu sekhulumile nathi wathinta izinhliziyo zethu ngendlela emangalisayo.
I trust the Lord has spoken to us and touched our hearts.
UNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngalamazi akhuluma ngawo abhalwa ezinkulungwaneni ngezinkulungwane zeminyaka edlule ngenhloso ukuthi afundise thina namhlanje.
And these words were written perhaps thousands of years ago for us to take heed and learn.
Ukuba sifunde thina sibe ngabantu abangafani nalabo okukhulunywa ngabo la kodwa sibe ngabantu abacwengisiswayo abantu abahlanziweyo abantu abaguquliwe ngomsaka kaNkulunkulu.
I'm speaking to us so that we will be a people that are purified and cleansed for his glory and his purpose.
Sibe ngabantu bakhe uNkulunkulu abantu abazolalela bezwe lokho uNkulunkulu ma ethi makusukwe kwesinye isitsha ukuphungulela kwesinye isitsha uthathwe kwesinye isitsha kuyohlanjululwa kwesinye isitsha sikwenze uNkulunkulu njengoba esho.
And if the Lord wants to take us from one vessel, from one pot to the next, that we will be willing to understand and perceive it.
Namhlanje ke ithuba elihle nathi uma ngabe uNkulunkulu ekhulumile nezinhliziyo zethu namhlanje usekhona umusa sisengeza kuyena uNkulunkulu sithi Nkosi yebo yakholwa kodwa lapha nalapha ngidinga ukuhlanjululwa ngiyadinga ukuthi uphinde uNkulunkulu wenze umsebenzi enhlizweni yami.
Today we have the opportunity to say where we have erred, where we have done wrong, where our attitudes were not right. There is still mercy that we can come and change and mend our ways.
Umnyango akavalwa uNkulunkulu akakashi ukuthi stop kodwa lisekhona ithuba namhlanje sengeza sisondele kuyena uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuthi asisize silekelele.
The door has not been closed for us. There is an opportunity that we can draw nigh unto the Lord and that he can be our aid.
Ngicela sithandazele.
Let us pray.
Siyabonga kakhulu Nkosi Jesu ngendlela okhulume ngayo kithi.
We thank you Lord for the way in which you have spoken to us.
Umfanekiso otshele ngawo nomfanekiso esiwuzwileyo walo waleso sizwe labo bantu bakwaMowabi ukuba uNkulunkulu sifunde kubo namhlanje sibe ngabantu nathi abahamba indlela yakho ngokuqondileyo.
We thank you for using this illustration of the Moabites or the nation of Moab that was at rest. And which serves for us to be a lesson and admonition.
Namhlanje Nkosi ukhuluma nathi ngolimi esiluzwayo olucacileyo lokuba nathi masihlanjululwe masize kuwe singavumi kube khona inhlese esalayo kodwa konke sikhiphe njengoba kunjalo sihlanjululwe phambi kwakho.
Today also we have the opportunity to come to you to be transformed that nothing of the old, the unwanted in your sight would remain in our lives, but that we can be purified and cleansed.
Sisize ke Nkosi Jesu uma ngabe ukhulumile nathi uma ngabe uNkulunkulu silithola ithuba sikwazi ukukhipha lokho sihlambululwe sibe ngabantu abahlanziweyo sikwazi ukulisebenzisa ithuba lisekhona namhlanje.
Help us Lord that we will make use of the opportunity we are offered today.
Konke lokhu siyacela ngokwethemba igama lomfeli wethu Jesu Christ.
We ask all this trusting in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Siyabonga.